Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
It's starting to get cold where I am and for many of us. And I have to say, I made this great turkey soup from leftover Thanksgiving turkey. And I made a bone broth first and I put in some vegetables and it was so good. And the best part about it was this big, wonderful bowl. And I love eating food from a bowl. There's just something very comforting, but there's also some health reasons to eat out of a bowl. As a matter of fact, I have the wonderful Deborah Abling here. We're talking about her book, It's Just Better in a Bowl, Cooking Real Food for a Healthier You. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's so great to have you on.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, there's something nice about a bowl. And it's funny, too, because I notice with my husband, so he'll get home kind of late, unfortunately, so I'll have everything ready for him. And I have this one white bowl, and I'll always put it out on the counter, and I'll have his food, like, labeled in the fridge, like, here's what I cooked you, or I'll have it still on the stove. And he almost never takes a plate. So that's why I just always started putting that bowl down. So he's right up your alley. Right? Okay, so why a bowl? You have that in the book. You write, I'm glad you asked. You have a great sense of humor. So what are some of the benefits of eating from a bowl?
Well, my number one reason is because it is comforting. So I get that. I love eating out of a bowl. But really, another important issue, I think, is it helps with portion control. Because, well, I guess it depends on the size bowl that you have. But, I mean, a normal size
bowl. You don't
want
to see my husband's bowl.
I mean, you don't take
it
out.
And he exercises like a madman, so yeah.
Yeah, like you don't want a huge salad bowl or something like that. But I like to use the normal size pasta bowls, the individual pasta bowls. And that seems to work really well as far as, you know, when you divvy up your plate as your, you know, your meat and your whole grain or whatever, and then your vegetables and everything. And to me, it just works perfect for that. And you can create nutritious bowls, with, like I said, using the proteins and the whole grains. And it's a way to incorporate a bowl and using all the nutrition that goes along with it. So I really like that idea. And it's less messy because the food doesn't fall off the plate.
Yeah.
So it's good if you have children.
Yes, and, that is definitely true.
Yeah, and to me, the food stays warmer in a bowl because it's all pushed together. It's not laid out on a cold plate. So
that's true.
But I think it's the portion control and the, you know, thinking about putting a bowl together, the nutrition side of it. To me, that's the most important part of why use a bowl.
Yes. Well, I like real food. You say my definition of real food is food that our God has created and provided for us to eat in the form that our bodies can recognize. So you have plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole organic dairy, 100% whole grains, organic grass-fed meats, fresh wild-caught fish, not farm-raised, healthy fats and oils. And it's so important that we're eating real food. I talk about that all the time. I call myself a whole foodatarian, which is if you're whole food, I'm going to eat it. And I think it's even nicer to then, you know, put it in the bowl. In the book, you also have types of bowls. And I love that you have edible bowls. And it's funny because recently I made spaghetti squash and I made a meat sauce with organic grass-fed beef and some tomatoes and garlic, you know, kind of like an Italian style. And I just, you know, loosened up the spaghetti squash with a fork, and then I just put the sauce right on top. And I just ate it right out of that. Now, I had to put it in a bowl because it was hot. But it was still kind of cool, and it's kind of fun. You give that to your kid, and it's kind of neat, you know, makes it a little more exciting. What are some other edible bowls?
Well, you can use zucchini. You take, you know, scoop out the seeds of the zucchini, you know, when you slice it, and then you can bake it, or you can just steam it a little bit to kind of soften it up, and then you can also put any kind of put chili inside of it, or even your spaghetti sauce, like you're saying. You can bake with them also. Either put a scrambled egg mixture and throw in, you know, if you like bacon or sausage in there. And another edible bowl would be bread, for instance. Take a whole grain roll or even a loaf, and you can slice it and dig out some of the insides. And then it's wonderful with the egg mixture, and then you bake it. And so then you just have to pick it up and eat it. And you can take it with you. Yeah. So I think children like it because it's kind of fun. They like finger foods, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big kid. I like finger food. Now, under this edible bowls, you have chocolate. And I'm like, okay, I need to have that, Deborah. So how do you make a chocolate edible bowl? That sounds wonderful. Is you just make a mold or something, put the chocolate in, dark chocolate, of course.
Dark chocolate, yes. Yeah, you melt it down, and then you just kind of mold. You take a bowl, for instance, and then you dip the chocolate in the bowl, and then you let it to harden up. You let it cool down and let it harden up, and then you just kind of remove it and use it and fill it with, a mousse or fruit or whatever you want. But you can buy some, too. You can go to some specialty gourmet shops and everything, and you can find that. Even online, you can find something like that. It'd be very nice for the holidays, to make a little special dessert, like a cheesecake cup and to keep it healthy, put the, like raspberries in there and maybe drizzle a little bit of sauce on there, something to that effect. So, get creative with the bowls. I mean, just start thinking about things that you can eat, but look at it as a bowl.
I like that. Speaking of being creative, you have this great page, ingredients for building a healthy bowl. You have the breakfast bowl, the soup or stew bowl, the salad bowl, the main dish, lunch, dinner bowl, and the dessert bowl. So if we're looking at the breakfast bowl, you've got protein, whole grain, healthy carb, fruit or vegetable, dairy or non-dairy, healthy fat, and extra. So give us an example of one of your favorite breakfast bowls.
Well, one of my favorite ones, I don't know if you've ever tried it, but I love millet. It's a different kind.
Oh, me too.
It's got such a, I like the texture, the flavor is very good. And in my book, I have morning millet and a fruit breakfast porridge bowl. And it's filled with, the millet has a lot of magnesium and dietary fiber, that sort of thing, which is excellent for your body. And all you do is you take a cup of millet. You can toast it because that sometimes brings out the flavor in it. And then you add some, to one cup of millet, you take four cups of milk of choice. So if you're not drinking dairy per se, you can use coconut milk, you can use almond milk or rice milk, whatever kind of milk that you prefer. And then you can add some dried or even just chopped fresh berries or raisins, something like that. And I like to add a little bit of pure vanilla extract to it just to give it, brings out the flavors of everything. Mm. And then what you do is you cook it. You put it on the stove, and you cook it for about 30 minutes until all the liquid is absorbed. And then you take it, put it in your favorite bowl. You divvy it out, usually about 4 servings for this particular recipe. And then add some wonderful maple syrup. I love maple syrup. You could put honey on there or any other kind of sweetener that you want, where you don't even have to sweeten it, and add maybe some nuts or additional milk. To me, that's wonderful. It's just delicious.
Oh, it sounds so good. Going to the soup or stew bowl, it's the same thing. Protein. Oh, so this has broth. A protein broth. Not protein broth, but protein broth. Although it could be a protein broth. A whole grain, healthy carb, vegetables, dairy, non-dairy, healthy fat, extra. So I made your autumn sweet potato bisque, which was delicious. And I use coconut milk because I don't eat dairy. And it was great. I mean, it was really, really yummy and so easy.
You know what I like to add to that soup also? Because I love it with the coconut milk too, but add some, ground sausage, breakfast sausage.
Ooh, yummy.
And you brown that up. And you can always, what I like to do with the meal prepping thing, I like to cook that ahead of time and just keep it in the freezer or in the refrigerator. So when I make a soup like that, you just take a little bit, and then you throw it into the soup, and it just adds a lot of flavor to it. It is so good. Really good. So next time you have that, try it.
Oh, I'm going to try that for sure. And the next thing I actually want to make is the beef stew with vegetables and red potatoes. I love beef stew. I was at Whole Foods recently, and they had this amazing beef stew, and I thought, I really need to make my own, because every year I say, I'm going to make my own beef stew. And I don't know, for some reason, I end up at Whole Foods. They're just really good. But I know it doesn't use grass-fed meat. I mean, I know it, I think it probably has a little grass-fed in there, but it's not the same. I really need to make it myself. And so that looks really, really good. And I like that too, because you don't use a roux base, but you use tapioca, or cornstarch. I hadn't thought of that because I don't like to eat, flour much, like white flour or even whole wheat flour, just for me, because I just don't do well with a lot of refined grains. And so tell us about the tapioca to thicken it.
Well, it's a different type of starch, especially like if you're you know, gluten-free or whatever. It's a gluten-free starch. And it thickens. All you have to do is add a little, take maybe a tablespoon of the tapioca starch, not the pearls. This is the ground, so it's powdery. Okay. And then you add water to it, just a little bit of water to kind of make a little paste. And then you slowly add it to the hot stew. And that way it thickens it up.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, and then you don't have to, you know, especially you don't have to go with the flour, which, because I'm gluten-free too, so I don't like to, I can't use that. So you're trying to find different ways of thickening it up. And the tapioca seems to work really well.
Now, do you like that over the cornstarch?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be careful, I think, with the corn because you want the non-GMO. And I prefer the tapioca.
Okay, cool. I want to try that for sure. All right, moving down to the salad bowl. Vegetable, greens, fruit/vegetables, whole grain, healthy carbs, optional, protein, optional, dairy, non-dairy, optional, healthy fat, and extras. So what's your favorite go-to healthy fat?
I like coconut oil is good. I love to use olive oil. But I think really, especially in the salad and everything, I really go to walnut oil. I really like walnut oil to put in my salad dressings. I like to make a fresh salad dressing. So I think that's my number one choice. So if you've never tried it, there's different kinds of nut oils also. You know, there's macadamia nut oil. There's, I think, hazelnut oil out there. But walnut is really almond. I think there's almond. Now, there's so many different things coming out these days. So,
well, share one of your salad dressings with us using the walnut oil.
Well, my
favorite kind of things you put in it?
My favorite is the raspberry vinaigrette. It is super easy. I mean, you can do it. I can do it blindfolded. I take a little bit of maple syrup. I love maple syrup. I'm not really too crazy about honey, but if you want to use honey, you can use honey. And I take a little bit, maybe a tablespoon of that, put it in a little decanter, and then I add about a quarter of a cup of raspberry vinaigrette. And I usually use the balsamic raspberry vinaigrette. Vinegar, I should say. And then I add about a quarter of a cup of walnut oil. Shake it up, and it's delicious. You don't even have to add salt, pepper, or anything. So I try to keep it simple.
Oh, that sounds really, really good. Yeah, I love salads. And I love avocado. That's my favorite go-to healthy fat. I try to eat an avocado a day. I use avocado oil for all my cooking and for everything else, whether I'm cooking or not. And then I try to eat an avocado a day or at least half.
Yeah,
it's very
good. That's a great healthy fat.
Yes. And speaking of avocado, another thing that I love is my favorite kind of meat is skirt steak. I just love skirt steak. So I'll get grass-fed skirt steak. And I noticed that it can be a little tougher than the regular skirt steak, the grain-fed. So what I'll do is I'll soak it actually in avocado oil overnight, and then I'll make it. And I find that it really helps tenderize it. But you have a Southwest grilled skirt steak bowl that I definitely want to make with skirt steak and olive oil and adobe seasonings and brown rice and black beans and avocado. And that looks delicious.
It is really good. If you really like the Southwest flavors, I think that's really a good one. And just top it off a little bit with, chopped, cilantro or even with a little bit of, the whole milk sour cream, which would really be good. And then you just mix it all together, and it's wonderful.
You know, speaking of wonderful, you have some beautiful photos. I mean, you've got these bowls in here with slices of yam and kale, and it looks like either quinoa. Yeah, it's quinoa and cabbage and garbanzo beans. I mean, it's an avocado. I mean, it's the things that, you know, you tell people when they say, oh, well, you don't eat wheat and you don't eat dairy, you don't eat this. What do you eat? It's like, oh, my goodness, there's so many things to eat. And again, if you stick to whole foods, it's going to make such a difference. So I love that all your recipes are whole food based. And as a matter of fact, you've got this great page in the book, Meal Prep Ideas. Wow, these are gorgeous. Looks like you have some shrimp in there and you've got kind of a little bit of everything. But it's so colorful and I want to eat it all.
Well, you know, one of the key things for nutrition is to eat the rainbow. So go to go to your Whole Foods or any grocery. A lot of grocery stores are now bringing in a lot of organic fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, they are.
And it's really getting to be easier to do this. And, just just try different things. I mean, you may not like everything, but start trying it. And on your plate, make it look pretty. Use different colors for the, you know, your different fruits and vegetables. And I think, you know, the more color that you have on your plate, the more nutrition is in there. So I just like to have fun with the food.
Well, when did you first get interested in healthy cooking and meal prep and all this good stuff?
Well, I've always been into the food thing. I was a caterer, and I did a chef's training program, and then I was a personal chef for a while and a corporate chef. And then a little while after that, it was about 10 years ago, and I started having, you know, my body was changing a bit, and I couldn't eat the things that I always ate. And that's when I really started looking at, okay, food is really important, and I started looking at the different things that I had in my cupboard, and I was really kind of amazed at the things that I thought were healthy, and they weren't. And so then I enlisted in IIN, which is the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and I took their one-year program, and I was amazed at all the different things that I was doing wrong, and then I was able to incorporate a lot of the things that they were teaching into my own daily routine, and it really worked. And it was all about the real food and get away from all the chemical stuff and all the things that you can, prepackaged stuff that you can buy at the grocery store. It may be convenient, but in the long run, I think we pay for it in our body. So I just started getting very interested in that. And then I decided that I wanted to somehow incorporate all of the things that I've done and use this new found information with the nutrition and kind of do something with it. So a cookbook came out of that.
Oh, that's so awesome. And it's such a good cookbook. I really, really love it. Just going back to the bowls, because I mentioned that there was a breakfast bowl, a soup stew bowl, a salad bowl we talked about, the main lunch dinner bowl. You've got protein, whole grain, healthy carb, fruit or vegetable, dairy, non-dairy, healthy fat, extras. And then the dessert bowl, whole grains, dairy, non-dairy, fruit, healthy fat, and extras. And so it sounds like it's really balanced, which is really important, you know. And there's just a lot of good recipes. I mentioned that I want to make the beef stew. You also have a simple red potato salad that I think looks really yummy as well. A simple grilled fish fillet, basically better grilled steak, and everything. There's so few ingredients, which is really nice.
Well, cooking doesn't have to be complicated, you know, and good nutrition
exactly.
does not have to be complicated. So let's keep it simple and use the ingredients that you enjoy, you and your family. You know, you don't need to, I mean, if you don't particularly care for kale or whatever, then don't use it. Find something else, use spinach or whatever, but make it fun. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, I think so too. And what was it like putting the recipes together? Were these things that you had already been eating for a long time, or did you say, okay, I want to create some new ones for the book? Talk to us about that.
A little bit of both. There were things that I was always making anyway, so I always like to use individual. I don't like to make casseroles and things like that too much. So I was taking what I was already doing, but incorporated into a bowl. So, you know, if I cook the meat separately and cook a vegetable and then put it all together in a bowl. So I was just taking things that I had already have been making. As far as the some of the desserts, you know, for instance, like the fruit crisp bowl that I make fruit crisps all the time. And I've been doing that for years, even when I was catering and everything. So what I did was I just take a lot of the ingredients and changed them a little bit and incorporated the healthier fats, the different sugars and everything. You know, I would use more maple syrup and I wouldn't use the white processed sugar and things like that. So I tweaked a lot of different things. Just to make it better for you. And I think one of my favorite, the dessert bowls, is the pumpkin custard. I don't know if you've tried that.
Gosh.
It's like a mini pumpkin pie.
I have to. Well, you know, it's so funny because I wanted to make that and then somehow I got sidetracked and then I made something else that I found. And I think it was someone, I'm like, why didn't I make the one from Deborah's book? Because this one didn't turn out. So let's talk about yours.
Well, first of all, it doesn't have any crust to it, so you don't have to worry about the added calories.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, and it's using pumpkin, which is loaded with your beta carotene and vitamin A and vitamin C and everything. But I use coconut milk, so you might enjoy that. I use coconut milk in it with eggs and maple syrup and vanilla extract and the different spices and everything. And then I just poured the whole mixture because it's really easy. You just need a bowl and then you take a whisk and you just whip it all together, all the ingredients, and then you pour them into individual bowls and bake it. And they take about, 35 minutes, something depending on your oven. And then you can wrap each one individually and pull it out all week. So you have pumpkin pie, like a little pumpkin pie without all of the other stuff with it. And it's gluten-free, and it's really good for you. So I would recommend
I love that. Oh, no, I'm glad. Sorry, no, it's because I don't ever eat the crust. So I'm so glad. And you know what the problem was? The one that I made was very similar, but for some reason they said to put coconut flour in it. And I don't know why, because it gave it I like coconut flour. Right? In a baked thing, it's good, but it gave it a weird texture. And I'm like, why didn't I listen to my intuition? Or better yet, where's Deborah's book? I think a friend might have borrowed it. I'd tell her to buy her own. But that's a compliment. I have hundreds and hundreds of books in my studio and someone's like, oh, this looks fun in a bowl. So now that I have it back, I am going to make that and we'll have to talk about it again sometime. Now, when did your love affair with the bowl start? When did you start saying, you know what, I need to get off the plate and into the bowl?
Well, it was funny because it was about 2 years ago. 2 years ago after Christmas, I decided that I needed some new plates for my kitchen. I wanted something new. I wanted white. I wanted something different. Yeah. So I went to my local kitchen shop. And I'm looking around and I'm looking at all the different things. And all of a sudden they had this huge display of these bowls and I couldn't take my eye off of them. So what I did, I kept looking and looking and I'm thinking, and that's when it just popped in my, cause I, at that time I was already thinking that I wanted to write a book, but I didn't know exactly what. When I saw that, it just popped in my head. That's it. That's the new book. It's in a bowl. So I bought all these beautiful white bowls, and so they're in my kitchen. And I've got the pasta bowl, which I use most of the time. And then I've got the medium size, more for a cereal or soup or whatever. And then I've got the tiny ones. But I did get dishes also, but I always use the white bowls now. And that's how, it was kind of a silly thing, but it just kind of hit me one day in the store.
Well, I'm glad because I think it's great. You know what I love? I have those tiny little ramekins. And there's this, I love coconut milk ice cream, but I try to limit my sugar. So I literally will just put maybe three or maybe a couple tablespoons. That's it in a little ramekin. But it makes me, I'm still having a bowl. I'm doing little air quotes of ice cream, which is, it's laughable, but to me, it's great. It's nice to have different sizes. I just use a small spoon. It takes me longer to eat.
Yeah, I think bowls are great because they come in all different sizes, and I love ones on pedestals. I don't know why. I even like glasses on a pedestal. It's just something that it's maybe a little more elegant for whatever.
I have one of those.
Yeah.
Deborah, this has been super fun. I love talking about food, and your book is great. It's Just Better in a Bowl, Deborah Aebeling, Cooking Real Food for a Healthier You. Deborah, tell us all the ways we can find you and your great book.
Well, I'm on Facebook, and I have a website where it's Deborah-Aebeling.com. You can find the book there, and then it's at Amazon.com, and it's also on BarnesandNoble.com.
Fantastic. Well, after this, I'm going to make whatever I'm having for lunch. I haven't decided yet. See what I got in the house. I'm going to put it in a bowl. I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy Today, Foodie Friday. I love Foodie Friday. If you love it as well, or however you feel about it, please rate and review on iTunes. It makes a big difference, really helps bring more people to the show. And that's what we want to do here. We want to educate people and have a lot of fun and want them to enjoy it as well. You can also follow me on Twitter at HealthMediaGal1, at Talk Healthy the number 2 Day, Talk Healthy Today Podcast on Facebook. Everyone grab a bowl, put some whole foods in it, and stay well.